Chemicals and other environmental factors can affect brain development in babies and small children. That's what iKids, a research study at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, is continuing to find through its analysis of hundreds of pregnant people and their children. iKids director Susan Shantz says the U of I study began almost 10 years ago and recently became part of a national study known as ECHO.
The goal for ECHO is to enroll eventually 60,000 children across the country and in Puerto Rico and follow their health from birth through age 21 to see how environmental factors during the prenatal and early postnatal period affects their development.
Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb spoke with Professor Shantz about what her research team has learned so far and what's next.
The focus for our iKids study here has always been on chemicals that are in consumer products that we use every day around our homes. One class is called phthalates, which are used in some types of plastics and also in a lot of personal care products, especially things that have a fragrance. Phenols, which is a whole class of chemicals, some of them are used in plastics and some are used in makeup and personal care products and other household products. PFAS, which you've probably heard of referred to as forever chemicals. They're used in nonstick coating in pans. They're used in as a fire retardant. And so we're looking at prenatal exposure to these different types of chemicals that we come across and are exposed to in our daily lives and how those affect neurodevelopment in children. But we're also interested in other factors like maternal stress and if that can interact with chemical exposure. And then also positive things like a healthy diet and whether they could help to mitigate exposure to chemicals during pregnancy.
What have you learned through the study so far?
We found that phthalates delayed the development of physical reasoning in babies. And then we had another test that we did in slightly older babies, and we found that phthalates were associated with slower information processing speed. Both of those effects were more prominent in male infants than female infants.
How do you think these findings will make a difference on improving the health outcomes for mothers and their kids?
One thing that is under consideration right now at the FDA is whether phthalates should be banned in food contact materials. Lots of foods are packaged in plastics that contain phthalates, or they're processed in containers in industry that contain phthalates. So phthalates can get into our food. Hopefully, research that we're doing that shows that there are impacts for child development with these will help push the FDA towards making the right decision and banning phthalates in food contact materials.
If you find a correlation between, for example, high levels of a certain chemical in the mother's body during pregnancy and then an outcome like low birth weight or slower language development, how do you know whether that is correlation or causation?
In human studies, it's very difficult to prove causation. We try to design our studies to look at as many potential confounding variables as possible. So we collect data on lots of extra things. Like we ask moms, for example, if they smoked or drank any alcohol during their pregnancy, if they took any medications during their pregnancy, what they were. We ask about their diet during their pregnancy. We get information from their medical records about their health. So we try to control for all of the variables that we are aware of that could have an impact. And so we include them as covariates in our analysis so we can look at the effect of the chemical after controlling for the potential impact of all those other variables. But it's never perfect. We never know for sure what all those potential confounding variables are, and we never have data on everything. We are looking at associations. We're not looking at causation.
You received funding for 7 additional years of research. Why is this significant to the iKids study?
Well, because it's going to allow us to recruit these additional 600 women. And also because we're shifting our focus. We found in the first period of recruitment, most of the women that enrolled in the study were white, college educated, pretty high income. So they didn't have a lot of other risk factors. Low income women and women of color are really underrepresented in research studies. So Our focus this time is to try to recruit low-income women who may be at higher risk just because of all the other stressors in their lives. And the other thing is that we'll continue to follow children as they move through early childhood, middle childhood, into adolescence, and see what the long-term impacts of those early exposures are.
That was iKids Director Susan Shantz speaking with Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb.